The subtitle of the book is worth the effort of purchasing it. The subtitle of the book reads like this: Making It Hard for People to Go to Hell from Your City. Making It Hard for People to Go to Hell from Your City. Now, that center phrase speed bumps us, doesn't it? We don't talk much about hell anymore. Some even question the existence of hell, clumping it in with the outdated and the antiquated ideas of the past. And we understand why. It's not a pleasant topic. C.S. Lewis said, "There is no doctrine I would more willingly remove from Christianity than hell. I would pay any price to be able to say truthfully, all will be saved." But we can't. For hell is the hard consequence of a just God. And His fairness demands that He honor the desire of those who choose to reject Him. And according to His Son, Jesus Christ, He will do that. No one in the New Testament speaks of hell more than our Savior does. He described it as the place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. He once told a story of a rich man and Lazarus. In the story, he described a chasm in between heaven and hell that had been fixed there, never to be changed, as if to say there will be no missionary journeys to hell, no holiday excursions to heaven. So hell is serious business. And God does not want anyone to spend eternity there. We know that. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. While we cannot force anyone to avoid hell, we can make it very hard for someone to go there. And this is the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is to place ourselves squarely between the hell-bound and hell's door and say, "You got to get through us first." Let's do that. Let's make it hard for people to go to hell from our cities. Let's make it really hard.